Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Shabbos daf Ayin Gimel. And we continue our discussion of Pleita Shichva Zera, which has Lamaisa ramifications, as we'll talk about at the end of the sugya. That's Amud Aleph and Amud Beis. We talk about Inyanim Bris Mila, as we will see. So in the Mishnah on yesterday's daf quoted three different halachos that have to do each have a remez in the pasuk. The first one that we're in now was Pleita Shichva Zera, that the Mishnah held that a Shichva Zera coming out of a woman still has potency for 3 days, and therefore it's Tmeya for 3 days, within 3 days. And we saw a couple of different shitos in terms of what exactly happened by Maimon Har Sinai, but we saw, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's Lav Dafke, it's exactly how it was relating to Maimon Har Sinai. It could be that Har Sinai, they waited an extra time period because Hashem wanted to give the Torah during the day, and therefore you can't be so medactic. But as we'll see, Lamaisa, we are medactic from that time. We learn many halachas from the Maimon Har Sinai, right? We learn this halacha about Pleita Shichva Zera. We learn in Yonim of Geirus, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, talks all about the three different parts of Geirus, Mila, Tfila, and Hartzaz Damim, right? That is all learned from Har Sinai. Okay, we don't have Hartzaz Damim today, which means a karban, but we all converted. We all converted at Har Sinai. So many halachos are learned from there, even though not all of them are the same, because it is, there are differences that the Mefarshim talk about, but the Rambam here in Hilchos Yisurei Bia, mentions, let me just find it, Bishloshet Dvarim Nechlos Yisrael Abris, B'mila Tfila V'Karban. With three things, B'nai Yisrael entered into the covenant, Mila, Tfila, and Karban. Mila Haisa B'Mitzrayim. Kishenemar V'Chal Ara Lo Yochal Bo Malosa Moshe Rabbeinu. Shekulam B'Lu Bris Mila B'Mitzrayim. Chuz B'Shev Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu gave them all Bris Mila. Malosa Moshe Rabbeinu. Does that mean he commanded? Okay, either way, we had it in Mitzrayim. V'Tfila Haisa B'Midbar Kodem Matan Torah. Shenemar V'Kidashim Ayom Machar. V'Chibsusim Losam. Where was the mikvah in the middle of the desert? That's a good kasha. Maybe the be'er also functioned as a mikvah, right? It wasn't just drinking water. V'karban shekishenemar v'yishlach hazna rebbe Yisrael. The pesukim at the end of Mishpatim v'yalu alos ayde Yisrael hikrivam. And then the Rambam continues v'chein ledoros. So too for generations. Because sheyirtza hagoy lehikanes lebris ulistofe slachas kanfei yashchina. When a goy wants to enter into the covenant, v'yakaba lovol Torah sarech mila v'tfila v'artzos karban. That's what he means. Needs v'mnekeva yitfila v'karban. And there is much lumdus relating to these different parts. Whenever you have two ingredients to a process, there's always a question to ask. Are they two parts of the two halves of a process? Is one ikker and one tafel? That's a question that you can ask by 10 different sugyas. Whenever you have two different parts of a process. Yeush and Shini Rishus, right? Is one ikker and one tafel? Is one a tznai for the other one? Mila and tevila. Is the mila the ikker geirus and the tevila is the hashlama? Is the mila a condition? Right, lamai nafkamina, can you do it out of order? Right, mila and tefila. Do you have to have the mila before the tefila? Machlokas Rishonim. Whether you have to have one before the other. If it's just two halves of an ingredient, so then doesn't matter. But if you say no, mila is, let's say, a tanai, a prerequisite for the tefila, which is the real geirus, then it would have to be in order. And there are many other issues within mila and tefila. Okay, but that's so do we, just like here, we learn the halachas of Pleita Shichva Zera from Maimon Har Sinai. We learn many halachas from Maimon Har Sinai as well. It's also the just one other one that popped into my head, and that is Ger Shenizgayer Kekatan Shenolad Dami, right? That principle, Ger Shenizgayer Kekatan Shenolad, that he's not related, a convert is not related to any of his relatives. The Gemara never quotes a source for that. The question is, what's the source? Is it Svara? Sometimes if you don't have a source, it's a Svara. If somebody becomes Jewish, how could he be related to his non-Jewish family? So you might say it's Svara, maybe, but there are the Chassam Sofer and Masechet Avodah Zarah leaves it in Sarachiyah. What's the source? The Meshech Chachma suggests in Parshas Vayeschanan that the Makar is Har Sinai, because Moshe Rabbeinu says after Har Sinai he tells everybody Shuvu Lachem La'ahalechem, everybody go back to your tent, and the Chazal Darshan Ein Oel Ela Ishto, because now we're talking about 3 days of separation in our Gemara. So after Har Sinai, Moshe says it's over, you can go back to your tent. Everybody could go back to their tent, but they were each married. Some of them were married to Isuri Arias, right? Shuvu lachem la'alechem, right? Moshe's own parents. I don't remember how old. right? If Amram and Yocheved, I don't know how old Yocheved was, pretty old. But you know, that was an aunt and a nephew. But there were other, but it says, go back to, so what does that mean? Go back to your tent, go back to your wives. You can stay married to whoever you're married to. It must be Gershon Iskar, Gershon Oladami. It must be they're not related anymore once they converted at Har Sinai. And therefore, they can stay married to whoever they want because they're not relatives. They're not relatives anymore. So there are many halachas. So that's the flip side of our Gemara. Our Gemara talks about the 3 days of separation, and that's the makar for a heter once the 3 days of separation were done. Okay, so now let's get to back to some of the different shitas that are mentioned here. So says the Gemara, Taman Tanina, we learned in the Mishnah in Mikvaos. Various different shitas. Hapaleta shechva zera biyom ha-shlishi tahora divrei Blazer ben Azariah. Blazer ben Azariah says, once you have 2 calendaric days that pass, on the 3rd calendaric day, shechva zera is mutter. Shechva zera is mutter. So we're going to have various shitas here. So clearly, this is not all these 3 different shitas that we're going to have. It's not a physiological machlokas here. About, you know, is there still potency? And they're arguing about the Metzias. Rather not say that. So you might say it's a machlokas of, they all agree how much potency there is. Maybe it's 25% at this stage. Maybe it's 30%. Is that good enough to be Tmeya? So that might be the machlokas, meaning how much is called, or it's based on psukim, based on how far away from the Maisabia. You might say halachically, once there's 3 halachic days, 2 halachic days. So there are different ways to understand this without having to say that it's a machlok, it's a mitzias about the potency of the shechva zera after a couple of days. So, says the Mishnah, if a woman's pleasure shechva zera, biyom shlishi tahora, right? In mikvos, we're not talking about isa v'heter, right? Tahora, we're talking about tumah v'tahara. Also, to keep in mind, the comment of the Aderes Eliyahu, the Gra, in Parsha Shoftim, where the Gra says, we mentioned this before, there's only 6 words that could be mentioned to every halachic question that's ever asked. There's 1 of 6 words. And that's it. There's no others. He could say, I don't know, but Tame Tahar, Chayev Pater, Asr Mutter. Right? 1 of those 6 words. And the Gra says it's based on that pasuk. Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lanega. Dam Ladam, that's Isr Veheter. Right? Din Ladin is Chayev Pater, that's Dinim Aminus. And Nega Lanega, that's Tumah V'Tahara. So 3 different areas of halacha. According to the Gra, Nida has to do with both. Nida has to do with Tumantara and Isra Veheter. Shechva Zera has to do with both a little bit, because that has to do with the Maisabia, which is Isra Veheter, but it also has to do with Tumavitara. So that's what the Gemara Mishnah is talking about here. Shechva Zera. So, Pleza Shechva Zera, Biyam Shlishi, Tahora, Diva Blazer Ben Azariah. Blazer Ben Azariah says, as long as you're on the 3rd calendaric day from the Maisabia, it's Tahora. It's not called Shechva Zera anymore. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael says, Pa'amim Shehein Arba Onos, Pa'amim Shehein Chamesh, Pa'amim Shehein Sheish. Rabbi Yishmael argues, he holds like our Mishnah, meaning you have to be on the 4th calendaric day for it to be Tahar. But sometimes, to get there, there's 4, 5, or 6 Onos. And Ona is a 12-hour period, so to speak, 12-hour halachic, but a day or a night. So Rabbi Shmuel says, right, if a woman, let's say there's a Maisabia right before Shkia one day, so that's already called day 1. And then the next one could be day 2, and then day 3. So you could have just over 4 onos, and then it could be mutter on the 4th halachic day. But you could also have bia right at the beginning of a halachic day, and then you have to wait more. 5 or 6, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says sometimes it's 4, sometimes it's 5, sometimes it's 6. But either way, it's the 4th. You need the 4th calendaric day against Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says you need the 3rd calendaric day. Rabbi Shmuel says the 4th. Rabbi Akiva Omer, L'Olam Ein Chamesh. Rabbi Akiva says it's always 5 onos. Always 5 onos. And we'll see his shita more. So the Gemara says, now we have a brisa that's a hemshich on this Mishnah. And the continuing Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you always need 5 onos, but they have to be complete. Im yatsas mixas ona harishona, mashlim la mixas ona shishas. As we'll see, Rabbi Akiva requires 60 hours. 60 hours, right? 5 onos, right? Every onos 12 hours. So 24, 48, 60. 60 hours. So he doesn't say, as we'll see in a second, he doesn't say mixas ona kakulo. Rabbi Akiva, he says that if you're your middle of one, you got to go to the exact time, the middle. Now, often, most often in halacha, we say miksas ki. But there are those that are machmir. Some are machmir regarding pidyon haben. Pidyon haben has to be after 30 days. But what if the baby is born at the end of a day and day 31 is less than 30 complete days? Could you already do the pidyon haben before that? Or do you have to wait what's called me'es la'es? Do you have to wait till the exact moment 30 days later? Most poskim assume you do not have to wait me'es la'es, but some are machmir. That's why we generally do pidyon haben on day 31. Day 31 to try to cover a full 30. So says the Gemara. So we have Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Yishmael, and Rabbi Akiva. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Yishmael avar yom ona v'layla ona. Rabbi Akiva avar yom ona avad yom ona v'layla ona. Ma b'neihon. What's the question? What's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here? Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky says they both talk. Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael both talk in onos, right? Onos times. So what's the svara for their machlokas? Mahi svaras machlokusam, asks Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So Gemara answers, ono shlemos beinian. It must be whether you need a full ona. That's the difference. Rabbi Yishmael avad miksas ona kakula. Rabbi Yishmael says, miksas ona kakula. And therefore, the ona of the bia is ona one, even if there's only 2 minutes left to that ona. Right? Only if there's 2 minutes left. So the ona of the bia, and therefore, Rabbi Yishmael says, sometimes it's four, sometimes it's five, sometimes it's six. You know, depending on, it has to be on the fourth halachic day. Rabbi Akiva lo avad miksas ona kakula. Rabbi Akiva does not. Right? You have to be exact 60 hours from the moment of the bia. V'tani kein al Rabbi Akiva, and that's why we just said above. According to Rabbi Akiva, lafichach, im nechlasa miksas ona rishona, mashlima la miksas ona shishas. So that's the nekudas hamachlokas between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, whether you say miksas ona kakula. Miksas ona kakula. When do you say, there's a question that Achronim ask. Because Achronim ask, and that is, we'll say it here. Why don't we say Miksav Kekulo when do we say Miksav Kekulo? We say it by Shiva, right? If somebody's buried 2 minutes before Shkia, that counts as day one. The last day of Shiva, you get up right after Shachris. Miksav Kekulo. You don't say Miksav Kekulo on Shabbos or Yontif. Why don't we say, I did most of the day, I got a busy night ahead, I'm just gonna get ahead. I did Rove. We don't say Miksav Kekulo by Shabbos or Yontif. So why is that? So Rabbi Yosef Engel in Nazir quotes an opinion of the early Achronim that maybe you only say it by good things, like by Nazirus or Tahara. It doesn't work out because we just say it by Avelus. And but the Rav Soloveitchik thought, no, you only say Miksav Yom Kekulo if it's a personal count. Something personal. Shiva is personal. Yemei Tumah is personal. But you don't say it by a calendaric day. Meaning, if it's still Shabbos, it's still Shabbos. You can't say Miksav Kekulo on Tezvav Nisan, the first day of Pesach. It's still Tezvav Nisan. You can't say Miksav Kekulo. You can only say it by a personal malos, by a personal counting. So here, interesting, is this a personal counting? Probably it is a personal count. That's why you could possibly say miksas. But Rabbi Yishmael still thinks that, Rabbi Akiva still thinks that you don't say miksas in this context. Tani, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was the one that said on the third calendaric day you're done. So he says, Yom Balayla Ona, Umiksas Ona Kagulas. He's the most makel shita, right? You need the third calendaric day, but that can be very short. Right? That can be very short. You say, Yom Balayla, that's an Ona, you need a full one. And then Miksas Ona Kagula, you can say that on both sides. V'tarni kein al Rabbi Azariah. And that's what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says as follows. Pa'amim yesham yom b'kol shehu b'tahora. You could have a little more than a day, and the shechva zera is already tahor. Shnei yamim v'chaser kol shehu v'hutameya. You could have almost two complete days, and it's still tamei. How do you have that? The Gemara explains. Yom b'shekol shehu v'hi tahor hei chavida. How do you have that? Here's the case. Shimshes beis ha'erev Shabbos kodem shkiyas hachama. A woman, and we're not getting into Bia Bayom right now or not, that's a different issue, but let's say a woman, husband and wife are together 5 minutes before Shkia, Friday night. 5 minutes before Shkia, Friday night is the Maisa Bia. So day one is Friday. Shabbos is day two. Right after Shabbos, Shechva Zeres Tahor. It's the third halachic day, even though it's just over 24 hours, but it's already Tahora. Upal de Mosi Shabbos, Lachar Shkiyas Hachama, Harei Yesh Kan Yom V'Kol Shehu, V'Hi Tahora. It's just over 24 hours, and the Shechva Zera is ready to har. And you can have the flip side. Shnei Yamin V'chaser Kol Shuvi Tameya, the longest time. Hey Chavida, how is that? Shimshes Beis Erev Shabbos, Lachar Shkiyas Hachama. What happens if they have a Maisa Bia right after Shki on Friday night? Meaning, it's Shabbos. It's Shabbos. And then she's Poletes right before Sunday Shkia. So it's far away from, doesn't matter, that's Tmeya. It's still the same halachic day, right? Shimshas Pesa Erev Shabbos Lachar Shkia Sechama, Upolta Bechad B'Shabbos Kodem Shkia Sechama, Hare Yesh Kan Shnei Yomim Chaser Kol Shuv V'hi Tmeya. That is Reb Elazar ben Azariah's Shita. So we have three Shitas about Pleita Shech Bazer. Reb Elazar ben Azariah says the third halachic day, it's Tahar. Rabbi Shmuel says the fourth halachic day is Tahar. Rabbi Akiva says 60 hours. That's what you go by. Three shitas. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, but wait a minute. If you think about what it was at Har Sinai, midivrei kulam tvula yom kiblu yisrael asa Torah. According to all of them, it seems that a tvul yom, right, could accept the Torah. Because pleita shech vazera, we said, let's say the night before, it would still be Tmeya. That's what we said on yesterday's daf. And the next morning, they already got the Torah. But what do you mean? The next morning, they got the Torah? They have to go to the mikvah. They have to wait till Shkia. Right? They're Tfulei Yom. It's okay. You see, Tfulei Yom are considered Tahar. Considered Tahar, they were able to get the Torah. Right? We've discussed in the past the Chakira about a Tful Yom. A Tful Yom, and it's even the roots of it already in the Gemara. Is a Tful Yom Tahar, but a little residual? We're just waiting to get rid of that. Or still Tamei, but you did what you could do, and then the rest is going to be automatic later on when Shkia comes. So the fact that Tfulei Yom got the Torah maybe points in the direction that, especially Tahar with a little bit. Still Tameh with, that would be more difficult to say that we were Tameh when we got the Torah. So Tfulei Yom, and there are different words in the Torah. Sometimes the Torah formulates it as Tahar, sometimes Tameh. I think we had a Rabbi Daniel Abavli. Remember he had a machlo in the Maisa Nisim. Rabbi Daniel Abavli's conversations with the Rav and a Rambam. He asked the Rambam and Rambam, so they had a discussion about this, whether a Tful Yom is considered Tamei or Torah. We quoted it a few months ago. So says the Gemara, Hada da'at Omer ben Ashim. You're right. This is the women. The women were Tfulei Yom because they had to go to the mikvah after the Pleita. Aval ba'anashim kfartiru. But the men went to the mikvah previously. The men were Torah for a few days. They're not Tfulei Yom. My time up, what's the source? V'kidashtem hayom amachar v'chipsusim osam. It already says, previously. You have to be sanctify yourself. You have to separate. And machar v'chipsusim losam. So you see, according to the men were tahar previously. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan also adds zu divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, v'Rabbi Yishmael, v'Rabbi Akiva. These are the three shitas as we just said. What's tahar? Fourth halachic day, third halachic day after 60 hours. Aval divrei chachamim at shlosha yamim. The chachamim say 72 hours. Shlosha yamim. Mikan ve'elach hines rachas. After 72 hours, then it becomes putrid, and it is no longer considered shechazera. Va'asya kiahi, and that follows the following source. Amar Rabbi Zeir, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yochanan. Zosaras hazav ashatetzi men shechazera. You have zav and shechazera in the same pasuk. Mataras hazav atshlosha yamim. Just like a zav is 3 days. You have to see 3 days in a row. Tamei. Aftara shechazera atshlosha yamim. Shechazera also 3 days, 72 hours. And that is what our halacha is based on today. Right, this last shita of 72 hours, because as we know, in Ilchas Nida, even though Mida Araisa, to stop Ziva, right, even, let's say it this way, even according to the Chumra that we have today, that's known as Chumra Derbi Zera, of the women didn't want to get confused with Nida and Zava, it's complicated, what is the Re'iyah? So, Afilu roa tibas tam kachardel yoshevas lav shimin akiyim, that a woman waits 7 clean days for every re'iyah, even though nida midaraisa requires no days of nakiyim, right? Right after nida, you do a hefsek tara, it stops, she goes to the mikvah, but we treat all women today as zava gedola, so you need shivin akiyim, but it sounds like according to that chumra, you would say, okay, it starts as, start the shivin akiyim when you can. But we know that that's not true. We know we have an extra, what's known as the 5 days. Or the 4 days for Sfardim. The 5 days, which often is not Lamaisa anyway, because a woman bleeds for more than 5 days before she can start counting the Shemini Kiyum. But that comes from this halacha, right? Because the Chazal instituted that not only for the days of Ziva, the Shemini Kiyum, not only does a woman need, days that are clean from menstrual blood or any type of blood, it also has to be clean from any residual Shechvazera. That also, from any residual sikhva zera, any seminal emission, that also, Shivan Akim cannot start before then. And that's why, where the 5 days come from, it started as 3 days. started as 3 days for this Gemara, but 3 days really means 72 hours. So that basically means 4 days, right? It means 4 days because 72 hours is, you know, the beginning of the 72 hours and the end of it always ends on the fourth halachic day. So that's where 4 days come from. And then we add on the Trumas Adeshens day. If a woman sees at Bein HaShmashos, so she might not know which day to count, the earlier day or the later day. So that's why we add on an extra day, a fifth day, before we start counting, right? And that's what the, Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Tzadi Vav, where she, Shulchan Aruch quotes, the Shivan Akiyim, they have to be Ritzufim, Yud Aleph, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Yud Aleph in the Shulchan Aruch. Hapoleta Shechva Zera. So you might think, Shechva Zera, that's only regarding Tumah V'Tahara. What's it doing in the Shulchan Aruch? No, it has to do with the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Nida. Hapoleta Shechva Zera, B'yimei Sfirasa. If a woman is poletes seminally mission during her Shiva Nikiyim, that would ruin her Shiva Nikiyim. That's why we don't let a woman start Shiva Nikiyim until there is no more chashash. Right, Abba Shechva Zera may see Rasim, he toch shesh onos v'shlishimusha, so Saris, osa yom, if it's within 72 hours, it ruins. Lafichach, hamashabish mitazav rasa v'achach baska, that's why you have to wait, six onos, which is 72 hours, which is 4 days, ad yom chamishi l'shimusha, in order to start counting. Kagonim shimsha moti shabbos, ina matzchaz lispar yom chamishi, kaimalan ein shechva zera masriach hachyavar lov shesh onos shleimos, me'es le'es. And that's why, Yom Chamishi is the first day of counting. But then the Ramah adds on the two extra chumras. Number one is the fifth day. Fifth day because of the chashash of maybe the bia itself was at Bein HaShmashos. And number two chumrah, lo shimsha atu shimsha. Even if a woman was not with her husband for a week and she became a nida. So you know there's no pleita shechva zera going on. Doesn't matter. Gzera zeh atu zeh. The only heter is if she was asura to her husband at that time. If she was just not with her husband, that we do not rely on that. There was a gzera they need the 5 days. Lo shimsha to shimsha. The only time that we would be makel is, I don't know if the day before was Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av, maybe Avelus for one of them. So maybe that would be the only time that we wouldn't require, we'll be able to start counting the 5 days from earlier. That's the Ramah. Ein l'chalik bein shimsha in baila lo shimsha v'kol isha sharoa afilu tzricha. Afilu kesem tzricha lahamtim chamisha yamim im yom sherasabo v'tifzok leis erev v'tispar shivin nekiyim v'chein noagim v'dinos elu v'chein v'ein l'shanos. That's the Ramah, important kuf tzadivav sif yod aleph. But all of that, the basis is our Gemara right here, this last day. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, the top of Ayin Gimel Beis. Anan taninan. So we learn our Mishnah's lashon marchitzin tzakatan. You got to wash the baby now. Now we're switching worlds. Bris Mila, right? Bris Mila, washing the baby on the third day of Bris Mila. So you wash the baby. Washing the baby sounds like the whole baby, not just the Makam Hamila. Tzni, the base Rav, but Rav's girsa of the Mishnah was Marchitzin es Hamila. You're allowed to wash the Mila after the Mila, which would mean if you say Marchitzin, you're allowed to wash the Katan. That's basically, there's no gzera of bathing the baby. There's no issue. But if it's just washing the Mila, maybe you might say, what's Docha? Just the gisser of Shechikas Samamanim, of healing. You're allowed to wash it. You're allowed to wash it afterwards because the baby is considered Sakana. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha, Gemishu, Omer, Marchitzin, Yitzin, Sakatan. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, we hold like the more lenient Shita that you can wash the whole baby after the Mila, not just the spot. It has to be that way. You have to hold that gear says right. Tani Shmuel la'olam. Why? From the following two sources. Shmuel says, this is the brisa. Shmuel says, you're always allowed to put oil or a warm compress on a wound on Shabbos. Anybody. Not just a baby. You're allowed to do that. That's not an issue of refuah because maybe healthy people do that too. They sometimes smear themselves with oil. Amr Reb Yosa, Kol Shah, Havi Reb Zeira, Rabbi Omerli, all the time, my Rebbe, Reb Zeira told me, Tnimas Nisach, this is how the continuation of the Mishnah later on should read, V'lo Od, Elishem, Zalfin, Chaman, Al-Gabi, Makkah, B'Shabbos. You're allowed to sprinkle hot water on a Makkah. So these two last lines said that you're allowed to put water on a Makkah on Shabbos for anybody. So says the Gemara. If you're telling me that the only thing that you're allowed to do is to wash off the mila and not the whole body, then then our Mishnah is not telling us anything. Everybody, anytime you have a wound, you're allowed to wash it. So what would this Mishnah be telling me? You're allowed to wash the wound? Obviously, it must be that this is saying something more. So it must be Marchitzen HaSakatan is correct, that if the baby has the Mila, his whole body needs to be washed because of the danger. And that's Rabbi Avoh, B'Shem Rabbi Elazar, Halacha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, we paskin like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you're allowed to wash the baby on the third day. Rabbi Avin, again, based on the medical science of the times then. Rabbi Avin, B'Shem Rabbi Avoh, time and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what's his source? As the Pasuk says in the Mishnah quoted, Vayi Be'yom HaShlishi, Biyosam Koavim. On the third day when they were hurting. So even though the Pashup shot of this Pasuk is they is going on all the people of Shechem, but we darshin, Biyoso Koav, it doesn't say when it was hurting. Elabiosum, when all of them were hurting. Koavim, bishasha kali varem koavim aleim, when all the limbs were hurting, meaning it was a danger to the whole body. Danger to the whole body. And as we know, if there's a danger, people achnef is docha. We wouldn't do a bris mila in the first place if there's something unusual about the baby and the baby's life is in danger. On a weekday, we wouldn't do it. On a weekday, we wouldn't do it. But if there are some activities, part of the mila, that it's not sakana, it's just that we have to do it, and if we don't do it, it will be sakana, so then you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. That's exactly what the important question that comes up right now. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha Amar, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, Mefaktin L'chaisa, right, they used to tell the midwives that were involved in taking care of the baby, Kol Shikuyin Datun Avdin B'chola, any treatment that you do on a weekday, Avdin B'shovsa, do on Shabbos. Right, that's the law of Pikuach Nefesh. Rabbi Gon Nevesh is whatever you do on a weekday, do on Shabbos. That's it. Don't hold anything back. Even on the third day, that's what you do. Period. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel. As my father always used to love to point out. Shmuel, the great Talmudic doctor. Shmuel Amar B'nei HaSakana. Shmuel says, the issue is only if you know it is, Sakana. Not automatic. You have to research every case. Rabbi Yossi boy, im ibn sakana, mechama lochame. What do you mean? If it's really sakana, you can do anything. Mechama, warm up hot water. Or hot water. Only if you know for sure. No, it's automatic. Rabbi Yossi says, you can always do what it says in the Mishnah. If it's vadai sakana, then do even more. Rabbi Yossi barbun b'shem rabbanan, taman mechama lochame, shambas. Yeah, it even says that. Maybe even says that in the Mishnah. One more line with Tani Kane, Rechavim Adam Luntis, a person could warm up a towel, a hot gauze, Venosa Gabe Me'ayim, we'll change that gear, Sibba Shabbos. A person could put it like a hot compress on their stomach on Shabbos. Gauze, that doesn't look like, that's not so nikar that you're doing it for, refuah. Lo Yita Adam Arevam Le'an Chame, but you shouldn't take a whole pot of hot water and put it on the stomach. Venosa Gabe Me'ayim Shabbos, because that's more nikar. That's more nikar. And you shouldn't do it. Rav Shuba and Levi Amar, less kanela mutter. No, that's also mutter. That's also mutter. And you would be able to do it. Remember, relating to this, cannot say it, relating to this, maybe we'll talk about it again in the 19th parak, and that is warming up water on Shabbos for Amila. So they used to warm up hot water before Shabbos to have it to wash the baby after the Mila. So major machlokas, if you remember the Balamar and the Ramban, what happens in a case where the water spilled out before the Mila? Now what? I'm about to do bris mila, but I know that once I do bris mila, I'm going to then have to warm up hot water and violate Bishul B'Shabbos. So Bishul B'Shabbos is not included in the Maisa Mila. I should have done that before Shabbos. So am I allowed to do the mila knowing that I'm going to have to warm up the water? So the Ramban says, yes, do the mila. Ein la mitzvah ela shaita. Right now you have a bris mila to do. Do it. In 5 minutes from now, oh, I don't have to warm up hot water because it's going to be kuach nefesh. Fine. You'll warm up hot water. While the Balamar says no. Balamar says, you gotta take a long-term view. Balamar says, no, Mila's docha Shabbos, not Bishol. So right now you push off the Mila. You'll do it tomorrow. Each one of those shitas is a huge chiddush. I don't know which one is more mechudish than the other one, but that's the machlokas known as Ishtapech Chamine. That machlokas, and there's a lot written about that machlokas, but it has to do with our sugi here with the hot water and the bris. Okay, we continue. Barishona, now getting to the third, halacha quoted, or the third idea quoted in our Mishnah, right? How do you know that they used to tie a red ribbon on the head of the Sira Mishtaleach? So the Gemara says, they used to cut the ribbon in half, put half of it on the goat, and half of it on their windows. The problem was, some people got white, some people didn't. So who was forgiven and who wasn't? They were upset, they were embarrassed. Right, you saw my window, it didn't get white. You're going to... They said, okay, you know what? Just put one in the Pesach of the Heichal. still a problem. Some years it whitened, some years it didn't. And what's the problem if it didn't whiten? So the carbon aid, that's 2 days. It's depressing. We go through the year depressing. Or our enemies would know about it and they'll attack us. Because they'll know that we're more vulnerable. Because we're not close in the eyes of God. So Chazer v'Kadosh Baruch Hu Betzelus. They just said, forget it. Just do it in a very private place. Do it with the Ish Iti out there on the cliff. The other half was just tied onto the rock. And in that way, nobody else would see it. Why do you even have to do any of it? I don't know. Maybe it's based on the psukim, right? But, we want to get some simon, at least the Ish Iti would know, if the kapara worked. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Ksiv. Next time we'll pick up with the, more discussion of tshuva and a couple of other issues that come up, Yom Kippur, and then we'll get back to Hutzah at the end of the parak. Okay, we'll stop there.